On Wednesday, the Hillsborough County Environmental Protection Commission heard from more than 30 speakers on a proposed countywide ban on nitrogen fertilizers. 23 spoke in favor of the ban, while 10 spoke against it. Supporters of the ban say that runoff from nitrogen fertilizers is causing deadly algal blooms that hurt numerous Tampa Bay industries. Opponents, like Stephanie Shatila, a pest control company employee, say that education is key and that a total ban on fertilizer would be too drastic.
People need to know why they're doing what they're doing and what impact they're going to make. Also, they need to know how to apply it using a deflector shield so it doesn't get into a water body. They need to know where to apply it. They don't need to apply it to their driveway. You know, so I think education really needs to be important and be the focus of this whole program, because it seems more like a blackout. It's almost like a crash diet where we really don't know what's going to happen, what the results are going to be in years.
Other Bay Area communities are in the process of adopting such a ban, which the Tampa Bay Estuary Program recommends. Sarasota already has one. The ban would take place during the summer months when heavy rains wash these fertilizers off people's lawns and into nearby waterways. It would not apply to agricultural operations or golf courses. Tampa City Councilmember Linda Salcena was among the ban's supporters.
The science has clearly explained the causal relationship between nitrogen and algae blooms. We need to translate that science into sound public policy. I am here not against turf, I am here pro water quality. As a fellow elected official, I ask you to listen to your staff's professional opinion and select the most cost-effective, environmentally responsible choice, the estuary program model.
Other speakers included a fisherman, environmental group representatives, and concerned citizens. Most people speaking in opposition to the ban were from lawn care or fertilizer industries. A University of Florida study that does not support a ban was industry-funded. While the commission did not make any decisions on the ban today, most appeared supportive of such a move. From downtown Tampa, for WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.